When something becomes to a point where you like you don't want to tolerate it no more, you really gotta be like, all right, is it time to move on? Is my cycle done?
How would you know when your change is gonna happen if you went through one already?
We are back. This is Thanks for the Rewind podcast, where we want you to chill, hang out, unwind while we rewind and talk about the real issues that matter. I'm Freddie, and this is Lizzie. What it do, baby boo?
Hey-o.
Hey-yo. Da-dum bay-yo. Ba-dum bow 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 bow. That Beyonce song, her getting into that Western genre, is getting a lot of people annoyed.
It is. People don't like it.
I was one of them.
You didn't like it?
I got annoyed, and I got to tell you, man, it's catchy. It's catchy as F word. It sounded like a church song.
It did give those vibes a little bit.
Yeah. Na, 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 na.
She did release two songs that are country, and she released them on the Super Bowl.
Oh, there's two songs.
One called 16 Carriages. I haven't heard that one.
Oh.
And then the one that you're talking about, the one that stuck in your head.
Yeah.
It's called Texas Hold'em.
So, yeah. So Texas Hold'em, that's the one. So, but I love it now. I was hating on it, but now it's just catchy. It's stuck in my head now. And then I log into Instagram. I'm not the only one that it caught fire with. There's somebody else. And this ties into my world. Jeremy Corbell.
Oh, he posted.
He posted
this.
The song. Yeah. Look, so he posted it, and then he said, "You're welcome" to everybody. He likes it. He's hooked on it. It's stuck in his head like everyone else. Look, for everyone wondering, I just texted Jeremy, and his account has been hacked by Copa Grace from S4.
What's Copa mean? What does that mean?
Couple grays.
Oh, couple grays.
Yeah, from S4. That's Area 51.
Oh, because maybe this part of the Area UFO 51. Emoji. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But okay, so he posted this, either giving it love or maybe
I think
not.
I think he was giving it love. But see, people are like, you've been hacked. I like this song. The public in the UFO world, we have mixed reactions.
It's mixed for several reasons. One, she's jumping from one genre to the other.
Yeah.
So her old fans or her hardcore loyal fans, they're going to feel some type of way. It's a transition. It's a change. People always have issues with change. So, of course, I feel like some people who are so used to her to a certain type of style from her, they're either going to feel excited about the change, or they're going to miss it. And they're like, no, we don't like this. And some people are going to feel jealous and that they're not going to welcome her in that already in the genre of the country music industry.
How do you feel? What do you think about it?
I say do it. If you want to express your talents in that way, why not? She's a very talented person. Why not explore it? And if it doesn't do well, meaning if she did it and she feels like, I got bored of it or it wasn't what I thought. But she's not going to get old and tell herself that, oh, I regret because I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not harming anybody. Like, if you don't want to listen to it, turn the station off. Listen to something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Turn the station off. Whoa, who does that nowadays? Yeah.
Oh, what the hell? Is that Beyonce with that cowboy hat again? Damn it.
Let her do her thing.
Yeah.
And some people have something to say about a black woman doing that too.
Really? Oh, wow.
Whether that's awesome, because let me read you this stat here.
Yeah.
So Beyonce's new country single, Texas Hold'em, debuted at number 50 on the Billboard's Country Airplay chart and number 54 on Media Base, a rare feat for black female country artists. In the 8 decades Billboard has had country radio charts, only 7 black female acts have achieved placement on those charts. So I say keep on doing it.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
She's already...
She could do whatever the hell she wants.
Let's go back to the elevator incident when that exploded. That was a big story that you felt deserved an answer when her husband and her sister were caught on camera fighting. And she's stuck in the middle. Mm-hmm. She didn't answer right away.
To this day, I don't think...
They haven't. I mean, she did it creatively, they say, through a music video. The Lemonade album, I think.
Oh, like the speculation is that she did it through that?
And the whole Becky thing. The Becky hair.
That whole album had a theme, huh?
Yeah. So it's like hidden messages, they say, in there that hint that he did cheat. And so...
Would that be subliminal?
Subliminal.
Subliminal. Hell yeah.
She's always said, you know what? I'm not going to follow the what you guys want me to do. I'm not going to answer what you guys want me to answer. I'm going to do it my way, or I'm not going to answer. And I'm just going to live my life.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
I just remember that song, Sorry. Sorry, sorry. It's about cheating. Becky with the good hair.
Yeah.
So it's like, speaking of, if it was true, like artistically, she's saying that her man was cheating with the white girl, Becky with the good hair.
A lot of people, when that came out, were attacking the wrong Becky.
What? Oh, there's actually a Becky?
There was a Becky, because I think the song describes that she was a hairdresser. And so they went to Jay-Z's.
Well, she said Becky with the good hair.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, no, they connected a Becky to that story, and they attacked this poor Becky. And then finally she had to come out. I'm like, I didn't cheat with Jay-Z. I'm not the Becky that's on the song.
Does she even know Jay-Z? Does she have any ties whatsoever, or is it just a random?
I have to look more into that, but I just know she had came out and said, I'm not the Becky in the song, so stop attacking me.
Whoa. Damn. That's crazy. I wonder if there's some kind of connection, like let's just speculate, like what would the connection be? Maybe she cuts one of the bodyguard's hair, and one time they cross paths.
Yeah, there had to be like a reason why they went after her.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was like no direct connection to Jay-Z. It was through someone else. So he's like, all right.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. No one's ever going to find out.
But I don't think Beyonce ever came out. And why would she, write to defend her and say, come on, guys.
Yeah.
You're reading too much into it. But she just let it play.
Yeah. That's smart, though, just to be silent, right?
Silent.
Let it play and don't read into it.
She didn't describe her art. She just created it and didn't explain it.
Yeah. Just like country. She could do whatever the hell she wants.
Mm-hmm. Did you know what year Beyonce and Jay-Z started dating? Mm-mm. In the year 2000.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Damn. Damn.
And they got married 2 years later, 2002. Wow. I looked this up because there was somebody who left a comment on our short asking if Usher was performing with Beyonce.
I remember, yeah.
Would he get close like he did with Alicia Keys?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
And this comment said, little did you know that actually Beyonce and Usher performed together.
For real?
And I'm like, what? Yeah, that's me.
Hey, hello.
If you could read or pull up the comment there, please.
Let's see. Where did I go? Right here?
Yeah.
So what they say.
So Lee Taylor, 1233, lets us know that, yep, they already have the video Bad Girl. Ah. So Beyonce and Usher performed this Bad Girl song.
Hell yeah, man.
And that's the third tab, so I want to watch it. I've never seen it.
What was your reply? Did you cuss them out? I would have cussed them out for correcting me on my own podcast. How
dare
you?
No, see how positive
I am. How dare you? Let's see what you say to them. Thank you for sharing. We got to check that out and talk about it in the next episode. All right, cool. Hey, shout out to Lee Taylor. Hey, I was just kidding. I wouldn't cuss you out. No, thank you. This is dope because it's cool to be wrong and get corrected, man. Otherwise, you have to Google every single thing you say.
Yeah. No, it's true. And we don't know everything.
Yeah. So what? So this, they made a song. I did not know that. Holy
smokes. Well, they didn't make... I don't know if they just performed it. I don't know. It's supposed to... They just... We'll see. But they're on stage together.
Okay. Let's see. Is it this one right here?
Yeah.
So what is this song called?
Bad Girl?
Bad Girl.
I think he was on tour.
Oh, yeah. I remember the song. I didn't know he did it with Beyonce, though. I wonder if, like you said, if it's a remix or just for the performance. Okay. So it's for a little bit. Yeah, I remember. This is part of that Confessions album. Oh, look. There's Beyonce. Whoa.
Supposedly she gets really, they get really close.
Wait, this is after the year 2000.
This is after the year 2000.
Yeah.
So she was already dating Jay-Z here.
Oh yeah, that song Bad Girl, that came out with Confession. So yeah, it was definitely after, no, it was definitely after they got married, babe.
Yeah, I didn't know, because again, I didn't know when this video existed.
Yeah.
So I was curious, was Beyonce dating Jay-Z here? Was she single?
Mm-hmm.
But no, she was already taken at this point.
Yeah. Oh, does he get all sexual now with her? Or
let's
what?
See, let's see.
Oh, there we go. That's his move. It comes from the back. That's,
yeah,
look, he's careful. Look.
Oh, he's careful.
You saw that? He didn't touch. You saw those hands.
He was respectful.
Hands were like, hey, this is Jay-Z's girl. Whoa, 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 hey.
Yeah, whoa, calm down, baby. Oh, he does that with the movement.
Yeah, that's the Michael Jackson move from that video I was telling you.
The stare. That's okay looking.
The way you make me feel. Oh, look, he got a little too close. He had a 3 to 4 inch distance, if you noticed earlier. Yeah.
I mean, okay. She is a bad girl, so she has to be seductive and
all. Yeah, yeah. Artistically and all that. All right, cool.
So this is a performance when he was on tour, I think, in Puerto Rico, 2004.
Oh, and she showed up. He's getting close again. I'm watching. Oh.
Did he slap her ass?
Oh, it looked like it. Let's see again. It looked like it. No, he just slid his hand.
It looked like he slapped her ass. It looked like he slapped her ass.
You better not. I'll tell you that right now. Oops.
I need another angle over there.
I know. We need a replay.
The movement looked like he slapped her ass. Or they did a little whoop.
Yeah. I think... here we go. All right. But still, I think he's been respectful so far. I think the Alicia Keys was more...
Oh, the hand touching?
Oh, yeah. That's the first time he's touched her. Oh, he's touching her again. Yeah. No, but it's still artistic. He's not touching the waist. He's not sticking his croc. Okay. She's not like dry humping him.
Yeah, they're not.
This is different.
There's separation.
This is different. This is definitely different. Okay. It's not Super Bowl performance.
No,
for sure.
It's different than the Alicia Keys.
For sure this is different.
Even though she was doing more sexual movements on him, it still was respectful, I felt like. They didn't cause controversy like it did with the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because with the Super Bowl, it was really too intimate, in my opinion.
Yeah. And I think it comes down again like to the agreement you have from the beginning. Is it cool if, I'm going to stick my flaccid penis, or it might be hard. I don't know. More than likely.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe stage fright. Maybe on stage it never gets hard.
This performance was in 2004. She was married already 2 years in.
Yeah.
To Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Jay-Z saw this as like, all right, And then he found Becky with the good hair.
There's a comment that I read. A little resentment, maybe. There's a comment that I read from the video of this performance. And it says, "You would never, ever see Beyonce do this again. LMAO."
True.
I love this performance, though.
I agree.
This is what made me... this is what made a star like Beyonce from way back when she was a solo artist. But I want to go back to that part. Why would you never see her do that now? Because she was still with Jay-Z then. So what's the difference now?
Difference? Things have changed between their, you know, it could be, we could go back to speaking about boundaries, right? Things have changed.
Because he broke the boundary. Maybe she's like, okay, I got to set the example and not do what I would want him to do, kind of thing.
Yeah, the root of the question is why now different. I learned this in real estate, but it applies universally to life in general. In real estate, there's cycles of life. 7-year cycles. So every 7 years, people change their lifestyle. People change their lifestyle, whether it's school, it's anywhere from 4 to 7 years. Marriages, sometimes after 7 years, before real estate school, I learned this from a food server. He told me, if you make it over 7 years, you're solid. If you don't, it's over. And this guy had been married like 3 or 4 times, like Larry King. Larry King was probably more, but, He was all about never getting married again. So anyway, it's about the cycles. So why then, why now? I think things change as far as like things you like, things you don't like. I could tell you I'm not the same person I was 10 years ago. There's certain things I can't really like tolerate from people that get on my nerves. And it's like you kind of goes back to if you don't like something, keep scrolling. And you learn the older you get that it's not, you can never change people, and people will leave from your life because they can't change you either. So at one point you got to learn how to split and boom. At one point in a marriage, after one of their cycles, whether it was 5 or 7 years cycle in Jay-Z and Beyonce's marriage, they probably made that boundary and said, you know what? I'm not liking this anymore. It was cool back then, but I don't like it no more. People change, flavors change, and there's things you can't live without for a while, and then sometimes you go away from it. I was into comic books at one point in my life. Unfortunately, I'm not in it no more. I still treasure them and I like them, but I'm not pursuing it no more. So that's what I mean by cycles, I guess.
Annie Letterman, my favorite podcaster, comedian, big sister.
Yeah, Annie Letterman!
She recently has announced something major, and it has something to do with what you're talking about of not tolerating things and doing things that are driving her top dream, and that's to be a stand-up comedian and focusing what is robbing her energy.
Yeah.
She has decided to leave Trash Tuesday. I am so sad about that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing her shirt right now.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Annie Letterman. She wrote on that shirt, too. What does it say? Let's see.
I didn't rub off, but it didn't.
Lizzie, you hot bitch. Love
That's
you.
Right. I'm just kidding.
Love you. What is it? What else?
Love you. So glad that you found us.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's a dope shirt. And that's awesome, baby. She wrote that on your shirt.
She drew this.
Yeah.
She drew this.
Oh, she drew the design?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Do you remember we met her and Wise Guys?
Yeah,
well, Wise Guys. This is where we got the shirt.
Her and her fiance, right?
Yeah. I got sad about the announcement for several reasons. It's, again, a transition change. And I met Annie Letterman. I discovered her through Trash Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So without them coming together and doing this podcast, maybe would have eventually found out about her. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the path that brought me to her is now closing.
Yeah.
It is sad. And
yeah.
I don't know yet. The girls on Trash Tuesday haven't announced it, that part yet, saying that she's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how the look of the show is going to be now, because there was three girls were the hosts. So now that Annie Letterman's going to be gone, I wonder what they're going to do with the show. So they haven't really announced the new changes that are going to happen. But Annie Letterman is going to keep doing her show, which is Anniewood. That's mm-hmm. where she announced that she was going to be leaving Trash Tuesday. I wish her all the best.
What'd you think when you first heard that happened?
I had a double take, like my screen. I didn't believe what I was reading.
When you first saw the news, what'd you think the reason was for?
I'm like, oh, drama happened between the girls.
And I'm like, why? Why do we, like, I think mostly everybody, we all tend to do that, right? Oh, was it drama? But as far as we know, she said it was all, everything was cool.
Yeah.
Mutual.
Well, that's so glad you, so good you bring that up, because I think naturally our mind goes to negative when there's change. Again, mm-hmm. we don't like change.
We don't like change.
So we always naturally want to think, no, negatively about it. I want to be where I am comfortably. And so I think when we hear somebody going through a transition, mm-hmm. naturally think, oh, it was because something negative happened.
Yeah.
When sometimes it could be a positive thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe they got promoted. Maybe, you know, the other side is just going to elevate them.
Yeah.
And that's what she's doing it for, because she's putting herself first. It was robbing a lot of her time. She said she was spending 3 hours traveling.
1 hour to travel, like in LA with traffic, to get there. 1 hour podcasting, 1 hour to come back, right?
Yeah.
3 hours?
Yeah.
Out of your day?
It's a lot.
How many episodes do they have total?
Right now, they're at 196, I think.
Damn, 196. All right, so let's just
158.
Say 158. Okay, let's just bring it down for math's sake. 100 hours or 100 days, 100 episodes. That's 300 hours, right? 300 hours she has dedicated to that. I get it. It was a lot. But at one point, when you're saying yes to that, you're saying no to a bunch of other things, right? And I'm quoting Jay Shetty because he likes to write original quotes. Mm-hmm. So, 3 hours out of her day, that's a lot.
And she felt she couldn't dedicate going to perform that night because she was just so tired and drained. And she's like, guys, I know you guys don't understand. I'm not here to complain. I love what I do. But for someone like myself who is a creator and does what I do, when I'm giving myself all like 100% during the podcast, it's like I am drained during the end of the day. I understand her completely, being the kind of energy person that I am. I get my energy being alone. Mm. So when she is getting ready mentally for the day for the show, and then she's around people during the show, it's like, for me, I would be done. I'm like, I want to go home. She knows herself, and that's why I admire her, because she didn't keep going to please people, which is one thing that she struggled with, because she is a people pleaser, and I am too.
Mm-hmm.
So I just admire her in so many ways, even more now because of this step that she took. Because I know it wasn't hard. I mean, it wasn't easy for her. Mm-hmm. She's losing income taking this decision. But she's like, I don't care. I know I need to do this for myself.
Yeah. When something becomes to a point where you, it's not like you don't want to tolerate it no more, you really got to be like, all right, is it time to move on? Is my cycle done to no longer tolerate that I'm going to have to give up 3 hours out of my time? Not only that, I mean, those are just the 3 hours to do the process of recording. I know they had producers and other stuff, but what about all the other hours? Like, you're now attached to that relationship. You're crossing universe with Kyla and
Kalila
and Esther. All you guys, all three of you, have now something mutual. It's a baby that you have to nourish, right? Now you're going to have to dedicate all those hours to do that on social media too, or pay someone to do it.
Yeah.
So it comes with, making money from it, but have I reached that point where it's time to move on and focus on my own podcast, because mm-hmm. they were talking about they hardly even promoted their
show. Almost 2 years doing it, and she nearly promoted it.
I'm sorry, I had no idea. You're her biggest fan, and all we ever watch on TV is Trash Tuesdays. And when you've played her with someone, I think it's like, oh, she's the only host, because I had no idea she had her own podcast. So it's cool. It's like, see, something good is coming out of this already. People are finding out that she has her own podcast. This is dope.
Yeah. So if you guys like Trash Tuesday, go check out Anniewood if you didn't know that she has a podcast. Because mm-hmm. she does it with her boyfriend. And when she has guests, it's just her and interviewing the other guests.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love that she is doing that, although it's sad, but it's a transition.
Yeah.
And I know that if she is doing this for her, then there is nothing to fear or nothing else to think about in her shoes.
Yeah. I guess you'll find out more. We'll find out more with time, right?
Yes.
We'll find out with time whether... more of the story will come out if there was some kind of negativity or not. And if it does or doesn't, I think the important thing is that good things will come out of it regardless. I wish for the best that it's not drama, because look at the relationships that have split. When there's no drama, they both grow, they flourish, they come back and hang out, do a podcast. She could come back and be a guest on the show, just like Dan Soder is on The Bonfire. Something beautiful came out of that. A lot of people were pissed off when he left the show, but him and Big J are like best friends. But he had to, can you imagine, baby? They're best friends, and he had to make the decision of a show that they started together, an idea that it's their baby, mm-hmm. and he decided, I need to go and now pursue something else, because at this point, I'm attached here. Now I'm stuck. It's like having a job every week, and you have to keep doing that. If that's not what you love anymore, you have to focus on what you love. Because that's when people become miserable, you know, speaking from experience. You have to disattach yourself from the thing you no longer want to tolerate anymore. Jim Carrey says something about depression too. And something that stuck with me is that when you're depressed, it's because you're that character. You don't want to be that character anymore. That's why people get sad. And it's like, man, I don't want to be that person anymore. But they can't stop doing what they're doing. So they become depressed instead of changing and becoming something else. There's another great quote from, I think, more likely Jay Shetty, is that the eagle lives a certain amount of years. I think it's 40-something years. And they go and they slam their face against the rocks. They get a new beak. They pluck their feathers out. And then they go and live the rest of their lives. I think they live up to like 70 or 80 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And in the middle of their lives, they go through this huge change of renewal. That's why you hear a lot of church songs talking about, and the Bible talks about being like the eagle, soaring above the, you know, and being like the eagle and renewing yourself, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
So cycles. I think it goes with the episode, the theme.
7 year cycle.
You go through the cycle, whatever the cycle is, right? The general idea is 7 years. People go through that when they decide to change mattresses, when they decide to change homes, a new car. If you think about it, on average, people in sales, they all know that. People go through these cycles, and that's when it's time to start calling. You know, like, I remember before we were even done paying off our car, people were already calling, hey, would you like to trade it in? See if you got that scratch, esa cosquillita, that you want to buy a new car, you know?
For people listening or watching, whatever age they are right now, how would you know when your change is going to happen, if you went through one already? Would you have to look at it like a major purchase or a major event to maybe figure it out to say, okay, this probably is when I had that cycle. I'm going to have it in 4 years, or I'm going to have it in another, or I just happened, so I'm not going to have it in another 7 years.
How could somebody tell?
Can you tell that?
If they went through a change?
Yeah, or...
I think if you look closely, if you're always cool and everything's cool around you, maybe it doesn't apply to you, right? There's exceptions to every rule. That's why this is a general idea, right? So maybe some people feel like they've never gone through a change. But if you look deeply, not everything is going to be at 2002, mm-hmm. and it's going to end at 2009. 7 years, you went through a change. No, because there's different layers. You could have met someone in 2002, but then there's something else that happened in 2003. So now these are all different layers, right? So you got layers upon layers. But sometimes what happens is when one of those things that you can no longer tolerate and it becomes a life-changing event, it could be, for example, divorce. Divorce, betrayal, a split of a relationship. Something that's so huge that then all the other shit you were tolerating because of this thing, you're like, fuck you. And you say, fuck you to that, fuck you to that, fuck you to that. I don't need you no more in my life. It's like that eagle plucking their feathers. I've been the fucking feathers on somebody's fucking life. And I've been plucked away.
Yeah, I've been that to somebody.
We've been on both sides, both ends. It happens. It sucks. But people that are attached to sometimes you're more attached than someone else. And in the friendship, but that person had to go through that cycle and change, and now they're doing bigger and better things.
Yeah, I read I heard in an interview, get used to, or be okay with people ghosting you.
Yeah,
ooh, that's good. It's just part of life.
But like, I'm thinking, like, it's crossing through my head, like when people, like this new thing that I don't know if you noticed this, but the older I get, more males say I love you to each other.
How would I know that?
Well, maybe people could relate, but friends say I love you all the time. And even like comics that I know, they say, I love you, buddy. You know, they do it like when they say hi, really? When you shake hands, they say bye, love you, buddy. And it's like, we use the word love you, and it's okay. We adapt, right? We have to adapt. But we use that word very loosely because us coming from the religious background, we learned in the Greek when it's used the word love, when you see it in the Greek, there's, I believe, three, but for sure there's agape, which is unconditional love, and then there's eros, which is like the word where you get from to codiciar. What mm-hmm. do you say? How do you say codiciar? Covenant to covenant.
Court.
To court. Oh, another one. Like it's like desire. Eros is like an erotic type of love. Eros, which is where you get the word erotic, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless, there's different types of love.
There is agape, unconditional love. Eros, which is romantic.
Mm-hmm.
Philia?
Philia is brotherly philia, love.
Affectionate love. Storge?
Ooh.
Familiar love?
Okay.
Mania, obsession love. Ludus, playful love. Pragma, enduring love. And then philatuia? Self love.
This is
all
in Greek?
Yeah. Maybe.
This is amazing. Amazing! So all these.
Show it on the screen, but obviously my computer.
All these definitions right here, baby. It's fine. That's beautiful. You found it. Look at all the different types of love in the Greek. We use just one word, love. Mm-hmm. And that encompasses, I love tacos. I love my wife. All kinds of love. So that's why I've had to learn how to evolve. So I say I love you back. But I know the kind of love. It's not that kind of love.
Mm-hmm. Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Put yourself priority always.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, your family. Have your own 1, 2, 3, but number one should always be yourself.
Yeah.
Your time is precious. Don't be feeling guilty of saying no to people.
Yeah.
So do that. Set your boundaries and be okay with who you spend your time with and how you spend it.
I love that, baby. Yeah. Set your boundaries so that you could know how much you're going to tolerate, right?
Yeah. And then if you mess up, don't worry. In 7 years, you're going to be a new person anyways.
Yeah, you're going to shed that skin, you fucking snake.
Whoa. Brink. On that positive note, please check out another video right over here or maybe right over here. Bye, guys.